Well, we've got it, me and her. I don't know what the general expression is, but we've got it leftovers.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Warmed over.
Uh-huh. You ever say head over?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll leave all that expression up to her. She, her vocabulary when it comes to around the kitchen and the house is greater than mine. And I'll let her name it and I'll take it.
You need it.
That's right.
Well, what do you call this that you do to food? What's that?
Chewing?
Mm-hmm. You ever say chaw?
Oh yeah, yeah, that's very popular, chawing.
Good enough. Now, what do you make out of corn that's kind of like pudding-like thing? You mash it up and you cut it, slice it, fry it in the morning for breakfast.
Not grits, is it?
I don't never fix it that way myself. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, what about mush? That...
Oh,
well,
I
we make
that
out of
meal.
Cornmeal.
Cornmeal,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. We have that, you know, in wintertime. Nobody here but me and her. Why, she'll cook up a skillet full of mush, and we always have plenty of milk, and boy, we can make a supper off of it that's fit for a king.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Take that old hot mush and put it in cold milk, you know, and
mm-hmm.
get it the right consistency, spoon her up and take her in, and boy, I mean, you can just eat enough to make your grandmother red-eyed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now they used to have I've seen my daddy. This time of year, when corn got a certain stage, you know, he'd take a piece of tin, say that broad, well, he'd first drive a nail. Just fill it full of nail holes, which you drive it through from this end, you know, and it leaves an abrasion or the tin sticking up on the other side, you know, if you drive it through this way. Well, then he'd turn it over and nail it on a board, and air corn, say, after it got too hard for roasting ears or something like that, we'd get it, and he'd rub it on that, you know, and grating the corn, and they had what they call grated bread, grated cornbread. And boy, that'll just make you fight your grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that old grated, we called it gritted bread. I don't know what the name of it was, but we called it gritted bread. And it's heavy, boy, you can knock a bull down with a piece of it. But it's sweet, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it's good.
What do you call this thing that's made out of corn with lye? You put lye on it.
Hominy.
Mm-hmm. Good. Now, where do you grow your vegetables? Homegrown vegetables.
In
the
garden.
Mm-hmm. You ever say kitchen garden?
Mm-mm.
Now, what do you make out of grapes?
We make jellies and grape marmalade and grape juice.
Make any wine?
No, we don't make
mm-hmm.
wine.
Mm-hmm.
You can, but we don't.
Will grapes grow as far north as you are?
Yeah. There's some grapes in our backyard. Now, they're wild grapes. We can't use only those to can. We have to get something else and put those in as flavor.
You mean they're just wild grapes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not
when I left, they were green.
Not the kind of wild grapes that we have down here. Are they small?
Well, I don't know about this much in diameter.
Well, we have a wild grape down here that's they're little, about